The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Good afternoon, Rolien Marks. How are you?
Good afternoon, guys. How you doing?
Yeah, not bad, thanks. Rolien, Israel has started treating Kurdish children in hospitals. Tell us about this.
Yes, we have. So, you know, we've been speaking a lot about the situation for the Kurds since the Turkish army and the Free Syrian army started to bomb and attack Kurdish people, resulting in, at last count, about 300,000 Kurdish refugees. And RDF veterans, because of the support that we have had from the Kurdish people, always ongoing, and because of the solidarity that they feel with the Jews in the state of Israel, and also because of our history and our background, RDF veterans petitioned Prime Minister Netanyahu to please send humanitarian aid as well as military and intelligence cooperation. And while we don't know if there's any military and intelligence cooperation, and if there is, it's certainly not been made public, what we do know is that Israel has offered and is sending humanitarian aid to the Kurds, and we are also starting to receive Kurdish children into our hospitals through a Christian NGO called Shevet Achim. It is a NGO that is that works very closely with Christian Zionist organizations, and the aim is to help non-Israeli children receive life-saving medical care, and they are helping to assist with Kurdish children, bringing them to various hospitals at great risk to them because they can lose their Syrian citizenship. So what they have done so far is that at least 41 Iraqi Kurdish children, as well as 3 from Syria, have been granted visas and have been given treatment at various Israeli hospitals, including Sheba Hospital. So this is quite extraordinary. We don't know any further details, but what we do know is that this has started to happen. We also, over the course of the Sukkot, had the Chief Ashkenazi Rabbi Lau. He is the son of the Rabbi Lau, survivor of the Shoah, one of the boys of Buchenwald, who was also Israel's chief rabbi, is currently the chief rabbi of Tel Aviv, appealed to President Rivlin that we cannot stand back while this is happening to the Kurdish people. So kol hakavod to Shevet Achim, to our hospitals, to the RDF, and to the government, and everybody who's doing what they can to ensure that not only is humanitarian aid being sent to the Kurds, but also we are able to bring children to our hospitals.
Beautiful story, Rolien. Yeah, parallel with that, the security situation in Israel seems to be worsening somewhat. Number of news sources stating that tensions are increasing in the north, etc., and Israel readying for a possible Iranian drone or cruise missile attack.
Well, we've seen it over the last year or so. We've seen an escalation on our northern border with Hezbollah in Lebanon, as well as Iran trying to encroach further and further onto Israeli territory, going through Lebanon through their proxy Hezbollah, but also through Syria. And now with the situation between the Turks and Syria and the situation there, we're not taking any chances. And Aviv Kochavi Aramat Kalu, the RDF chief of staff, released his plan today to make the RDF a better defense machine. Some of the news services said faster and deadlier. You know, that's quite an extraordinary definition of the RDF. But we are standing by. You know, we had rhetoric coming from Erdogan, the Turkish president, last week, where he says he will stop usurpers coming towards Jerusalem. And you can read into that, you know, what you want to. We certainly are not taking that lying down at all. But also, we are preparing for any kind of Iranian attack, whether it's by cruise missile, of which we, according to our intelligence, Iran has a supply in the tens, thank goodness not in the thousands or the hundreds of thousands, as well as a possible drone attack. unmanned UAVs, unmanned aerial vehicles, or drones are being used quite frequently by the Iranians to try and attack on Israeli soil, as well as coming from the south of our border, coming from Gaza through their proxies there. So we are preparing for any kind of escalation or any kind of conflict using these kinds of weapons on our soil.
Wow, it's kind of bizarre to speak to you and everything's so normal and to think you actually are living with these very real threats right on your very close borders. Raleen, let's talk about a good news story. I see many pictures all over the media of Sir Richard Branson kissing the tarmac on Ben Gurion Airport. What's the story?
Well, isn't that quite something? So it was announced a couple of months ago that Virgin Atlantic will be flying the route between Tel Aviv and London starting September the 25th. Well, he inaugurated this new route by flying from London to Tel Aviv, disembarking last night and proceeding to kiss the tarmac when he landed. Now, I can hear a lot of people saying, but isn't Richard Branson an anti-Semite? And I know where this is coming from. Richard Branson is part of an organization or group of leaders, entrepreneurs called the Elders, which also includes Bill Gates and people such as former President of the United States, Jimmy Carter, as well as Archbishop Desmond Tutu, not the greatest friends of Israel. So I can hear people saying, but isn't Richard Branson an anti-Semite? I think we have to be very, very careful of branding everybody an anti-Semite. You can't always be included in that, you know, no matter what group you sit in. The elders, their aim was to try and find solutions for conflicts around the world. Anywho, back to Richard Branson. He inaugurated this, which is going to be lots of fun for anybody wanting to travel between Tel Aviv and London, because now we have three airlines at least who are competing for our shekels. We have British Airways, El Al, the national carrier, and now, of course, Virgin Atlantic. But he's here for a couple of days. He paid great tribute to Israeli entrepreneurs, saying that the spirit of entrepreneurship here and Israeli entrepreneurs are quite extraordinary. He wants, while he's here, to meet with experts in the space industry. You know, perhaps he can help us get to the moon and beyond. And he's also said that he absolutely does not believe in boycott. He says any kind of peace agreement between Israel and her neighbors will come from brave politicians. These are his words, and not from boycott. So quite an extraordinary moment for Israel. And we say Baruch Haba, Sir Richard Branson.
Yeah, and I mean, he has a lot to lose, so good on him for being so public in his support of Israeli industry. I'm quite chuffed with that, I must tell you. Finally, Raleen, has there been any developments whatsoever with Gantz being able to form a coalition or not?
Well, there have been some movements. We heard from the Joint List leader today, Ayman Odeh, who says that Gantz needs to do the brave thing and look at ways to include the Arab sector. In a very, very quite emotional and very moving speech last night, as he accepted his mandate to form the government. And also, he is now called Prime Minister Designate. That doesn't mean he's going to be Prime Minister. Mm-hmm. It means that it's between him and the current sitting Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, who will probably be Prime Minister of Israel. This is what the holdup is. They can't agree on who goes first, should that be the path they choose. But he has extended an invitation to Prime Minister Netanyahu, who is the ruler of the Likud, to sit down and negotiate. Netanyahu has accepted that. But in a very moving speech last night, he said that the time has come. He wants a broad-based liberal unity government. He envisions a government where there is place for everybody, including the ultra-Orthodox, including minorities like the LGBTQ community, like the Arab community. He says it's time for a government of reconciliation and unity. He hopes to unite Israel as well as bring together global jury. So a very, very monumental task. We hope that he is successful, because we really, really don't want to go down the path of a third set of elections.
Clearly not. Rolene Marks, thank you so much for your time and your insights. Shabbat shalom to you, and look forward to catching up with you on Monday. Yes, Monday, because we are back on air after
no separation
Monday.
Anxiety this weekend, guys.